All right, folks, welcome to the after show. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 5th of June, 2022. Had a show this morning. It's actually the Sunday morning sermon. For those of you that are unaware, I do a Sunday morning live sermon at fritzreport.podbean.com. And in honor of LGBTQ plus month, which is jammed down our throats by the corporate world and by the government, I did a little sermon on Lot and Sodom. Genesis 18 and especially Genesis 19. And the gist of that sermon was don't be like Lot. It wasn't even don't be like Sodom. Sodom was evil. It was don't be like Lot. And that's a story to my brothers and sisters in the faith. Just like Abraham had a brother in Lot, he was his nephew, but he treated him like a brother. Could have been the same age. Lot made some fatal mistakes in his life. He made some decisions not to speak when he should have spoken. He made some decisions on considering people his brethren who were not his brethren. He made some decisions on identity, identifying himself with the citizens of Sodom when he should have separated himself from the citizens of Sodom. And you and I, Canadians, Australians, Kiwis, the sons and daughters of Christendom, Americans, many, many, many of us find ourselves in the same situation. Certainly I have. I've certainly found myself as Lot living in Sodom. And when I talk, when I preach my sermons, man, I'm preaching to myself. I'm not preaching to some lost sinner out there that's gone the wrong way. I'm preaching to myself every time because I'm just as bad as everybody I talk about. And you want? I'm gonna change my middle name from William and call my middle name Lot. So I'm just like Lot, man. I've been just like Lot, living in Sodom and keeping my dang mouth shut. Oh, we're all Americans. We're all together. We're all one. Don't want to offend anybody. Want to be diverse and intolerant. God said, "Hey, I'm going to bring judgment down on this town. I'm going to burn you up too." And then Lot was forced to make a decision. He made a very weak decision. He didn't make a strong decision. He hesitated and did everything he can to keep his clinging fingernails into Sodom. He was kinetically ejected from Sodom by the angels. And his legacy was a legacy of abomination, really. His biological legacy was Ammon and Moab. Not good peoples. Evil, wicked nations. And my plea this morning in the sermon was to, you know, flee Sodom, man. Don't hesitate. Flee. Get out as fast as you can. You say, well, how do I get out of Sodom? Listen. Open up your mouth. It's the same thing I've said at bloodandfaith.com from the very beginning. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and speak and preach and say the truth and object to evil. Do not be silent in the face of evil. I got to go to Psalm 94. Let's see if I can pick that up. Psalm 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? This is the Holy Scriptures. God is asking every one of us, who will stand up for me? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? LGBTQ plus is iniquity. I don't care if you're a government employee. Don't care. Don't care if you work for the man. Don't care if you work for Nike or Boeing or Coors Beer. I don't care where you work. We have a king. We have a master. We have a monarch. And our king is saying, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Psalm 94, verse 16. Who? And I've been like Lot. I'll flat out tell you, I've been like Lot, living in Sodom, kind of keep my mouth shut. Oh, brethren. No more, man. No more. No more. My brethren are those in Jesus Christ. That's it. Those are my only brethren. My brethren are those baptized in Jesus Christ, confessing that Jesus Christ is truly the only begotten Son of God, the Messiah, the Anointed One, one with the Father. Those are my brethren. Those are my brothers. That's it. And we're going to build Christian nations. We're going to build Christian nations. This paganism, this demon worship, this Satan worship, will be utterly wiped off the face of the earth. When? How? Doesn't matter when. Doesn't matter how. I'm not in charge of that. The Almighty God is in charge of that. Guess what? God Almighty showed up to Abraham. He said, hey, should we tell Abraham what we're going to do? Yeah, let's tell him. He's going to be a great guy. He said, hey, Abe, we're going to destroy Sodom. We're going to utterly wipe it off, blot it out from the face of the earth. And that's what happened. And you've heard me and many, many other men said, hey, judgment is upon the United States. It's been upon the United States. We're in the middle of it, and it's only going to get worse. The good news and the bad news is it's going to get worse. It's good news because the evil still runs rampant. Evil still speaks arrogantly. We've talked many times about the beasts of Daniel, the beasts of Revelation, and it's not necessary to name specifically who that beast is or who that Antichrist is or who that prophet is. It's enough to know the principle. It's enough to know the arrogance of the beast who raises up its head and speaks against the Most High. Whether that's now or 1,000 years from now, or yesterday's bygone leader or tomorrow's leader to come. The beast is consistent. It raises its voice and speaks arrogant words against the Most High, and it tramples down and treads down all the other kingdoms and empires and destroys the people of God. That's all you need to know. You don't need to, you know, look behind every bush and figure out who this dude is. It's here amongst us. And I'm worried that, you know, if you truly believe that the Almighty is coming, you know, any day now, any minute now, he says, I'm coming like a thief, and you're not even going to know when I'm coming. Got too many Christians looking, you know, looking forward to when bad things are going to happen. And my answer to that is bad things. The great falling away has already occurred, past tense. The beast is already here. The Antichrist has been here operating in our midst, destroying the church, overcoming the church for centuries now. And we're like Lot, man. We're like Lot. I'm like Lot. Sitting there, oh, brethren, don't do that naughty thing. How do you flee Sodom when you can't go anywhere? Lot could have packed up his bags and moved back up into the hill country. He could have given everything he owned to Abraham. Said, Abraham, it's not worth it. It's not worth living there. I'd rather be your servant in your household than live with the men of Sodom and be sitting in their gates and be a great leader and a rich man. He could have said that. You and I don't have that choice so much. The choice we do have is to whether we open up our mouth or not. Psalm 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? God's crying out. I don't care if you're great or small. I don't care if you're famous or infamous. I don't care if you're rich or poor, well-spoken or not. He's looking for people that are willing to do it. And I've been like Lot. I've been like Lot. It doesn't matter. It won't make a difference. And I've had evil people and righteous people tell me the same thing. Won't matter. Won't make a difference. Gideon had the same thing. He said, you want me to stand up? You want me to stand up, God? You really want me to stand up? I'm the least guy in the least house, in the least tribe of the house of Israel. God says, oh, you mighty warrior. Gideon's going, God, you lost your mind. I ain't no mighty warrior. Moses said the same thing. God, I'm a stutterer. I can't even speak straight. You want me to go and talk to Moses or talk to Pharaoh? God says, aren't I the one who made the mouth? Gave man the ability to speak? Who are you to talk back to me and tell me you can't? Hey, we're all Moses. We're all Gideon. We're all Lot. Time to get over the excuses. There's too many excuses to We gotta open up our mouth, take a risk. I'm telling you, the key is opening up your mouth. You will save your own soul. You'll save your soul, man. You'll save your soul. You'll save your family. What's the worst they can do to you? Kill you? Remember, when Lot finally opened his mouth, it was a very mild rebuke. He says, don't do this evil thing. The evil thing was to violate his protection of his guests. He wasn't even concerned about the sexual immorality. He said, take my daughters. Go rape my daughters to death. I don't care. I mean, Lot had deeply compromised himself, deeply compromised himself. So when the time came, you know, he really hesitated. He hesitated to leave Sodom. And the angel of God had to drag him out of there. His wife turned back, turns into a pillar of salt. The daughters took Sodom with them, got their old man loaded and got pregnant by him, and they produced two evil nations, the Ammonites and the Moabites. I'm begging you to leave Sodom. How do you leave Sodom? The only way you can. We are witnesses to Jesus Christ. Do you know what the term witness means in the Greek? It's martyr. It's the same word, a martyr. A witness is a martyr. A witness is a martyr. Oh, I might lose my job. Oh, God's put me here so I can be a gentle witness, and I don't want to rock the boat because I might have to leave. Oh, I can do good here. Listen, I got all the excuses. Been there, done that. I got a list as long as my arm. Well, if I do this, you know, I'll shut off any opportunities to, you know, do something else great in God's name because they're going to call me dirty names. Yeah, they will. Kind of like they did to Jesus Christ, right? He's demon-possessed. Jesus Christ is demon-possessed, they said. He's full of Beelzebul, Satan. Jesus says, hey, man, if they called me this, what do you think they're going to call you guys? These days, nobody believes in Satan anymore, except for a few of us. But what do the Antichrist people say? Remember, the Pharisees were Antichrist. Do not make a mistake to think they're God's people. Pharisees were Antichrist. They murdered Jesus Christ. They accused the Holy Spirit of being Satan himself. They blasphemed the Holy Spirit. The Pharisees blasphemed the Holy Spirit, attributing to Satan that which the Holy Spirit had done. They were Antichrist. They're the original Antichrists. Unless you want to go back to Nimrod. Nimrod's probably a better original Antichrist. Babylon, Babylon. The new Babylon. The prostitute, the whore of Babylon. Go right back to Nimrod. And all those Pharisees were out of the spirit of Babylon. And Antichrist people attributing to the Holy Spirit demonic influence, attributing to saying that what the Holy Spirit has done was actually done by Satan. Right, the only way we save our lives, my friends, for eternal salvation is opening up our mouth and confessing and being a witness, a martyr to Jesus Christ, regardless of what they do to us. Oh, he's a racist. He's sexist. He's anti-Semitic. If you haven't been called those dirty names, it's because you've been like Lot, because I've been like Lot. Fritz Berggren has been Lot. So I kept my mouth shut like Lot. As soon as Lot opened his mouth, as soon as he did a little squeak, just barely squeaked, he barely made a little squeak, they said, oh, okay, you're homophobic, you're transphobic, you're queerphobic. He says, we're going to do worse to you than we're going to do to those angels. We're going to rape them to death, then we're going to rape you to death. By the way, we had no plans to spare your daughters in the first place. That's probably why Lot threw them out there, because they're going to come after the daughters anyhow. Evil, wicked people. The cry of Sodom was so great, it went up before God Almighty. He rained down on it fire and brimstone. If people ain't calling you dirty names, if they're not calling you Beelzebul, my question, and this is right to Fritz Berggren, is have you opened your mouth? I remember years ago, I was looking at all these people, and they're getting canceled by whoever. And I'm saying, you know, how come I have never been canceled? And the answer is, I've been like Lot. That's really the answer. Kept my mouth shut. And I don't care how imperfectly people open up their mouth. Don't care. They're opening up their mouth. And I was not. So when I say these things, this isn't to you. It's to me. And if you find that this works for you too, hey, man, join me in the struggle. Join me in the struggle. It's going to cost you. I'm flat out telling you, it's going to cost you. Going to cost you. But you ought to be proud of that. If it hasn't cost you, hey, just, you know, ask yourself what's going on. God don't care if you're rich or poor, smart, educated, cute, ugly, skinny, fat, doesn't matter. whether you can say it with grace and eloquence or not. You get all these little self-righteous Christians, hypocritical Christians out there. Just like the disciples of Jesus Christ who turned to Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, don't you know you're offending the Pharisees? My God, if that's not the church, I don't know what is. You can't say that, Jesus. You're offending the people, offending the Pharisees, offending the Antichrist. Pharisees were and are Antichrist. Oh, but that's offending the Antichrist. You can't say that. That's not what a Christian would say. And we've invented a new religion. I'm telling you flat out, we've invented a new religion. We've allowed the leaven of the Pharisees to infect the evangelical church. We're just as bad as they are. Oh, love the sinner, hate the sin. You know what? God hated Sodom. He hated the Sodomites. He sent down fire and brimstone upon them. Well, I can't believe that. Well, I don't know. It's in there. Read it. We invent all these little things to improve upon God's word. We try to improve. Stay in the closet, Jesus Christ. Stay in the closet. You're offending people. No, we're not going to say salvation is only in the name of Jesus Christ. God knows their hearts. And we're ashamed. Literally, the evangelical church has become ashamed of Jesus Christ. Ashamed. We won't say it like he said it. Let's tone it down. Let's hide it. Let's reduce it. Let's make it more friendly. Let's reach more people. So the church is full of homosexuals, homosexual priests, female lesbian pastors in Protestant churches, flaunting it, calling themselves God's children. Why? Psalms 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquities? This is not a movement of one great man. This is not a movement of five great men. This is a movement among 10,000 Gideons, of 10 million Gideons across the face of the earth. It's a movement of billions of buzzing bumblebees who get in their face, get in their ears, get in their eyes, and buzz, 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 and sting. I know my sting isn't going to kill them. Your sting isn't going to kill them. But let me tell you something. We can drive them crazy, drive them insane, and take over. Every one of us has got to be a buzzing bumblebee. Make our little buzz, make our little sting felt. You're looking for a David. God's looking for a bumblebee. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, out.